I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A variety of groups are calling for change after New Mexico landed at number 50 on the annual Kids Count ranking for child well-being. Roz Brown reports.
The executive director of New Mexico Voices for Children, James Jimenez, says there's no way to sugarcoat the state's dismal ranking, and he hopes it's a wake-up call.
If we don't do something quickly and in a sustained way, our children will not be thriving and reaching their full potential.
The Kids Count data book uses 16 indicators to rate the economy, education, health, and community conditions. The number of children not attending preschool improved slightly in New Mexico in 2017, and the state's teen birth rate dropped from 35 to 30 births per 1,000 female teens. The report shows that New Mexico's child poverty rate increased from 29% in 2016 to 30% in 2017, meaning an additional 4,000 children are living below the 2016 federal poverty line. The national rate is 19%. Jimenez believes voters going to the polls in November should keep kids in mind when electing new representatives.
It's time for citizens to really push these candidates on what they're going to do to improve child well-being. There are a lot of solutions out there if we really believe that children are our most important asset.
Laura Speer with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says with the 2020 census approaching, more emphasis should be placed on accurately counting children. She says federal programs use census-derived data to allocate more than $800 billion a year, but undercounting young children grows worse with each census.
There's about 4.5 million young children who live in neighborhoods where there's a high risk of missing kids in the count, and it's important because the census will inform federal spending for the next decade. We really just have one shot to do this right.
New Mexico Voices for Children held its sixth annual Kids Counts conference this week with a theme of charting a new course for the state's children. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Las Cruces has made efforts in recent years to make the city friendly to bicyclists. Some thoughts on that from commentator Peter Goodman.
Bicycling around Las Cruces is delightful. The breeze in my face, memories of the freedom I felt bicycling as a boy with my dog running alongside. Now, fast enough to be good exercise for an old guy, but slow enough that I have time to think and enjoy sights I'd have sped past without seeing. In older parts of town, the quiet streets are peaceful and the houses have character. They weren't made with a giant cookie cutter. Rushing past in a big metal shell, I'd hardly notice. Bicycling enhances the connection you feel with where you live and with others who live there. You're more aware of details of people's yards, slight changes of scent or temperature, and even the habits of folks you see often. And when wife and I bicycle together, sharing the experience enhances it. I'm often headed for a sport, pickleball or swimming, even lifting, for fun and exercise. Too often, even going a few blocks, I've driven. I've occasionally wondered whether making the journey on foot wouldn't yield even more exercise and fun. Bicycling takes longer, yes, but not nearly as much longer as one might suppose, and the extra time is spent contemplating, exercising, and seeing the sights. Driving somewhere, I'm frustrated by traffic signals and other drivers who keep me from getting there faster. Bicycling there, I arrive feeling a certain calm satisfaction. I'm invigorated. Nor are drivers of cars the ogres many bicyclists paint them as. Yes, they often don't see us. Decades of mostly riding motorcycles taught me to assume at every moment that every driver is about to do the dumbest possible thing. I guess some drivers get frustrated at having to move more slowly for a moment, but we haven't seen that. We make sure people see us and wave gratefully to folks who've simply obeyed the law or acted safely around us. Maybe seeing us on bikes revives happy memories or fond dreams of someday getting on a bicycle again and feeling free. Maybe we're not viewed as competition. We're not in the Indy 500 most drivers imagine themselves driving in. Maybe at my age and with my long hair, I look so damned silly that they smile. Surprisingly, even the 100-degree temperatures haven't dissuaded us. It's more pleasant than I'd have imagined. Yeah, we get sweaty. So? The breeze is cooling, but we'll see how next spring's dust storms affect us. I admire the couple who told me recently that they've been car-free for 10 years, but I'm not there yet. Nowhere near. But if you've ever been tempted to try bicycling, do it if you can. Bicycling around town will delight you.
Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.